You got it. The first one we're going to do for you guys is Hungry Eyes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot, guys, for listening. We are Sucker, based out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. If you like what you hear, you can check us out at suckerrock.com. We're going to play one more song and then take an eensy-weensy break. And then we're going to play some more. It's called Telephone, and it goes like this.
Thank you.
to stop with all your fantasizing. Don't want your loving from you. Don't call me a night celebrate. Oh, 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 I'm not going. I'm looking for your bones, so I why don't you leave? Let's go.
And in studio now, in this part of the studio, we have Sucker. Hello, Sucker.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Talking to that mic more.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, put it in front of your face.
Right in it.
Right in your mouth.
You're welcome. All right, so why don't you tell people who you are and what you do in the band?
I'm Candy. I am the founder, the bass player, and the singer.
I am Gene, and I am the lead guitar player.
I'm Rob, and I play the drums.
And how long has Sucker been a band?
About 6 years, I think, now.
Okay, and you're from Scranton? You're all from Scranton?
Scranton, Wilkes-Barre.
In and around.
Okay, and so you're the founding member. How long have you guys been in the band? The whole time or no?
No, I've only been in since last August.
Oh, and you?
I don't remember. About 2 years.
All right.
Almost.
Has it always been a three-piece?
We have a spontaneous combustion problem in this band. Yes, except my dad. He stepped in and he helped out for a while, and he kind of stayed on when we found another guitarist. He's actually sitting right outside of the station right now. He was nice enough to drive us because my Jeep ate it, so there was no way we were going to get here.
We've had enough issues booking you. There seems to be some kind of a curse.
Yeah, there's like a...
I forget what happened the first time, and then the second time was the same time as Finger Lakes Metal Fest, yep, which our sound guy Nathan was at, and the two of us didn't make the connection, and then we had to cancel that.
It's just music people trying to schedule things with music people.
So you have one CD. I have one CD of yours. Is that the only one you have out?
We did it in the form of EPs, separate EPs, and then combined them together to make that one full length.
Okay.
And since we have that full length now, probably what we're going to do is just go single by single, maybe with a B-side occasionally attached.
But okay. So more digital type of promotion is what you're looking
for? Yeah, it's definitely easier. We don't have to spend all the money up front, you know, for merchandise that we don't know, you know, when we're going to move it, especially if everybody's, you know, doing the MP3 thing now and everything. So we're only going to print up the stuff for press. Otherwise, you can download it.
Are you going to put it all together when you have enough for an album?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, where did the name Sucker come from?
It is a benign way of representing something more decadent, or maybe even something dirty, because lollipops they're sweets, you know, their only purpose is for pleasure. So
I like these guys.
Pleasure.
Sucker is like a dirty word for a lollipop, and my name's Candy, so it kind of all worked out.
Okay, so it did start with your name. You didn't take on the name Candy after naming the band Sucker.
No, I've been Candy since they ripped me from the womb.
Well, I wonder if that's ever been said before. So have you played far out of your area?
We're a regional band. So we'll do upstate New York, New York City, Philly, central Pennsylvania, Jersey, a lot of Jersey.
Mm. A lot of Jersey.
So much Jersey, it hurts.
Usually the thing about Jersey that I have problems with is getting out.
Oh, yeah, you got to pay every time you leave.
They keep you in there. It's free to get in, but you got to pay money to get
exactly
out.
Hey, but they pump the gas for you.
That also freaks me out.
Does it?
I pull in and someone comes out to the car. I'm going, what's happening?
Don't touch
me. I'm getting robbed.
No, I'm one of those crazy PA people that'll tip them, even though that's like their job. They look at me like I'm crazy. So I'm the only lady there that would tip them for doing that.
Full service people in PA get tipped.
Sometimes. They don't even tip them.
So, as far as bands you've played with, what have been some of your favorites?
When it comes down to playing out live, one of my favorites was Crown of Earth, that we played with at Legendary Dobbs in Philly. They were really good. They had a progressive metal tint to them with a lot of thrash, kind of like comparable to Dream Theater and Metallica. Bunch of older guys, too, but they were shredding, and they sounded good. They were definitely one of the better bands.
Another local band formed around the same time that we did, Silhouette Lies. So we did a lot of our first shows together. I actually date the singer of that band, so he's standing over there.
So sexy.
So check out Silhouette Lies, guys. So they were always a favorite of ours to play with because they were just always very professional.
And they're so sexy.
Yeah, they're so sexy.
They're amazing people in general. They're all nice,
good guys,
nice people,
and
they're
good
awesome.
Show, good fit.
What about bigger bands? Have you played with many?
We just opened for Green Jelly.
Nice. And upcoming, you got something, don't you?
We almost opened for Steel Panther today. I don't want to talk about it. We should be opening for Dope at the Sherman Theater in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania in September. We're still waiting for the details on that. And we did Joan Jett 2 years ago. We opened for Joan Jett. That was cool.
Anything else coming up people should know about?
We are releasing that new single, Spittin', which is... It's been like 3 years since we've released anything at all, like that's been recorded. So
Right. We're
going to be doing more of pushing that and a little less of just, you know, promoting show after show after show every week. So that would be the thing to look forward to. And we're also talking to some people that we met out of New York City about putting together a 2-week tour in October. But it's so new, there's really no details to discuss or anything yet.
Okay. All right. Do you write all the lyrics?
I do.
And what inspires you?
Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
All right. It seemed that was probably going to be the case.
Yeah, I have serious thoughts and feelings, but I don't feel like I need to muddle that in with my rock and roll.
You just want to have fun with it.
Rock and roll time is rock and roll time, yeah.
Right.
Rock and roll.
What about musically? Where do the influences come from?
I never had a bass player influence, and everybody always asks me that. It's more been like I wound up sounding like this, so I can compare myself to this artist. I think it's because I started as a singer mostly. So
okay.
Some of my big influences would be like Pat Benatar. She was always amazing. But as far as bass player, yeah, I have no idea.
What about you guys?
One of my main influences would be Adrian Smith from Iron Maiden and Dave Mustaine from Megadeth and John Petrucci from Dream Theater. They're really big on me, and it comes down to when I write stuff, I tend to write a lot like myself, but little bit hints and things like that when it comes to time signatures and everything like that. It comes from mainly those guys and Iron Maiden, Megadeth, and Dream Theater.
Cool. We have this neat harmonized solo piece in our new single. That's very Iron Maiden-ish.
Yummy.
Love it.
And what about you?
Influences?
Yeah.
I grew up with a lot of classic rock. Got a little weird with some Frank Zappa. Love a lot of Frank Zappa and old stuff like Metallica.
Did you ever hear that song More Sticks. Than a Feeling?
I toured with Boston once. That song More Than a Feeling's about me.
Okay, let's do this. What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you playing out live? is that there's too many or you can't think of any?
It happens so often that like I don't even know if I notice if something's weird.
Want to narrow down the current lineup of
yeah,
us?
Yeah, something crazy has happened.
Let's see, what has happened to us besides...
I crapped myself once.
You know what our problem is?
I was sick, and we were playing, and it started bubbling, and we were in the middle of like the third to last song, and I was like, "To heck with it, man! Just play the songs and get through with it." And then I was in the bathroom cleaning a mess for like 25 minutes.
This is why
minutes.
He doesn't have a microphone on stage.
That guy's great.
No, we're like cop magnets. I think that's what it is about.
Oh, yeah.
Every time we
luck.
Leave town, we will. Not if. It's when. When will we get pulled over?
Well, that's not playing a show live.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
Back.
Or coming back.
Playing live, the weirdest thing or the worst thing?
Either one.
Well, the worst is like no monitor. That's always crappy.
Well, yeah.
Well, the worst thing that happened to me was we were playing a local show. And we were hosting the show, and our first song came out, or we were playing, and their old guitar player was there too, so it was already kind of uneasy for me. It was the first time I ever met him, and he was a really nice guy and everything. He was totally cool to me, and we were talking about music and stuff. First song, we come out, and we're blasting, like, great. Like, sounds good, everything is good, the energy is great. And then some drunk girl walks to the bathroom and trips my foot switch cable from the back of my amp, and nothing. Absolutely nothing. So this is like halfway through the second chorus, something like that.
Yeah,
and then
they finish the song without
me. No guitar solo, nothing. Just bass vocals and him playing the drums while I'm there trying to figure out what the heck happened. Then for the second song, I ripped everything out and just went direct into my amp. and we had to do it like that for the first set, and it was embarrassing, and I felt like crap. And even though we played well,
fault.
No, but it was kind of
at least he didn't
terrible,
actually crap though.
He's
you
a
felt like
little
it,
guy.
Ever since then, my foot switch cable in the back has been kind of iffy and broken, but it works as long as I monitor it and make sure that nobody touches it but me.
There was a local musician here in Ithaca called Robot Goes Here, and it was just one guy with a computer. And he would have his computer, you know, play the backing stuff, and it was sort of electronic stuff. And one day someone walked by and pulled the computer off the hooked their foot on the computer. Computer went down, broke the screen, but the computer still worked. And he continued on with that computer just on principle.
Wow.
Seen some crazy stuff out there. Roadhouse.
Everything
Roadhouse.
I own looks like that,
Roadhouse.
Actually.
Like Roadhouse bar fight.
At least you know it's not going to get ripped off.
Was this in Auburn?
No, this was with another band a couple years ago, and we were playing a real heavy song off of Bruce Dickinson's solo album, Book of Thel, we were playing. And
oh, nice.
It was when the heavy breakdown comes in before the guitar solos, and it just broke out in the whole entire bar fight where people were smashing bottles over their head. My guitar
awesome.
Player got smashed in the head with the microphone stand with the big heavy iron bass on the bottom.
Ooh.
Ended up splitting his eye right open. The PA got knocked over, and it was just like 18 cops.
Did you finish the song?
No, we couldn't because it was to the point where we couldn't. It was too dangerous because the owner of the bar was there with the microphone stand trying to back these guys up, and they were from Jersey too. And this is in around Scranton, so we're like, we don't know what's going on, and it was just terrible. There's these big, huge guys that were about as big as him pounding these people right in the head with beer bottles and their fists smashing, blood everywhere, all over the place, and it was just terrible. It was a great show up until that point, and then that just ruined the whole entire show.
And that wasn't a sucker show.
No, that was not.
We had a member that we could not take anywhere. That would happen anywhere and everywhere. No names, no specific stories. Out of fear of being sued for defamation.
Would he start it, or would it just follow him around?
Oh, he just couldn't even. He was like a mess of life. Anything that could have happened to sabotage a show, if he was there, it would happen.
All right. So
you see how he's consistent?
Where can people get your stuff?
Okay, so the easiest place to go would be suckerrock.com. Forget the WWs, just straight up suckerrock.com. Then you can there's an enter site, like little push button, go in there, and all the links to pretty much everything, every CD, either through CD Baby or Bandcamp is there. You can get all your information straight up from our website because we keep a running blog, but you can also link to our Facebook, our Reverb Nation.
YouTube?
Yeah, we have a YouTube. We're working on a new music video as well, like in this whole process of things.
Cool.
So hopefully we can bring our YouTube page more up to par after that.
Nice.
So.
All right.
On the YouTubes.
And why don't you pick a song off the CD we can close this out with?
What you think, guys? This is how I find out if they know the names of the songs or not.
How many of the songs you played tonight are on the CD? All of them?
Yeah, all of them.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. One of them is not.
Which one?
Heaven in the Dark.
Okay.
Put Friffy on there.
Okay.
Friffy.
Gene wants to hear Friffy.
All right.
Which one's
And what's
that?
This about?
It's about blacking out and ruining your life. And it's in the key of F, and it's very riffy. So I got lazy, and we just combined it into the word Friffy. So now Friffy is when you drank too much the night before, you have no idea what happened, you didn't drink any water, and you want to kill yourself and probably everybody else. That's a Friffy. So guys,
nice.
Don't have a Friffy.
Like a blackout.
Well, thank you so much. I know it was a long trip up here.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate it. It was
All
awesome.
Right. Sucker with Friffy. Last Exit for the Lost.